Okay, Joe Call, New York. It's been 45 days since you left the workshop.
Yes.
You've already used one of the techniques to increase the profits on one of your job by...
I was only going to make $2,500, now I'm going to make $8,000 in profit.
Okay, so you went on one job, just using one of the techniques in the workshop, you went from a couple thousand profit to $8,000 profit.
Yes.
Okay, and you're telling me that every job that you've gotten since you left the workshop is making twice as much money as you were making before you came to the workshop?
Absolutely correct.
So if I added all that money up, how much is that compared to the $10,000 you invested to come down here?
Probably four or five times and only in 45 days.
So in 45 days, you've got $40,000 to $50,000 return for the $10,000 you invested, right?
Yes.
Okay, now you called me because you're going to go into negotiations on another contract.
Correct. My situation is, well, I've been getting a lot of sole sources to me, and a big thing that I've learned in the workshop when I got back is I went to my bonding company, and I asked my bonding company, would I have a problem getting a bond for $1 million? And he said, absolutely not.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that one of the techniques that you learned in the workshop, you've now realized you could use to get near unlimited bonding capacity.
100% correct. Not only am I able to get more bonding, I put my bonding company on the spot and said, wouldn't you agree the 3% you are charging me, you don't have to charge me anymore. You can charge me 1 to 1.5% of the contract price. Joe, we'll do whatever we have to do to get earn your business.
So now, not only did you cut your bonding costs in half, but your bonding is a whole lot higher than what it's ever been before.
100% higher. Honestly, Doug, if I go to him with any job and I have subcontract that I got from the workshop, it's a no-brainer to the bonding company. It blew my mind when he told me. And he's now afraid that I could go somewhere else if he doesn't give me a competitive rate.
So now you got business leverage.
100% correct, yes.
Okay, now let's get into the specifics about this job that you wanted some help with.
Now, I got an email from a contract officer saying, are you interested in this fire alarm installation? I don't know how to do fire alarm installation. I said, of course I'm interested in doing the fire alarm installation.
What's a reasonable overhead? And put a factor in for the things that are applied to this job. So then you can justify that number and go into negotiations with it.
Gotcha. So it could range from
let's say
10 to 15% on top of
It could be 30%.
That's what I was thinking, 30% overhead profit. Yes. I love it.
Okay, so you see,
have it already broken out when you submit the bid in a way.
So you can see how using that as a negotiating technique, the way we teach you to do the accounting, how that can result in double, triple, maybe quadrupling the profit that you used to get on the same kind of contract.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just always have to make sure that you're using allocable and allowable expenses. It's just how you present them and where you came up with the numbers.
Oh, I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is the best thing in the world.
Talking about the workshop?
Yes. You.
Oh, me.
In my life. You ain't shot in my life.
We're in your life now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you really are. I mean, you're going to change my lifestyle, which I was living on hot dog soup. Now she's taking some money out. I'm making money now.
Oh, really?
I wasn't making money. I was chasing.
And now?
Now I feel like I have... Now, you know what I feel like? I feel like I'm an expert now.
Well, that's why we call you a government construction expert. That's what...
Huh?
You were trained to become a government construction expert.
I can't thank you enough. And me and Mark Bonnet, we've been in touch. He's like, anything you ever need, you send over. I'll take a second look at it for you. And him and I just hit it off like crazy, him and I. And I would have never met him from the workshop.
Oh, so there's another benefit of coming to the workshop, meeting other people, right?
Yes. Yes. I love it.